Hello, good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I've received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I encourage you to call me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I encourage you to just stick to the first question that's on your mind, the thing that's bothering you the most or interrupting your life the most. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we start taking those phone calls after the first break. So in a couple minutes, you can start dialing that phone number. I want to tell you about a free class that you could listen to, and that is about multidimensional reading / balancing. And this is where you could call in the phone number, and the phone number is 323-639-790075. Enter the PIN number 77153#. It's all on the website. I tend to twist numbers around. And this is where if you have an hour of information about what multidimensional reading is, what are the packets of information, what is in them, what we contain in our energy field, how they're different from psychic readings, and how to have you have access to your multidimensional self. So that is, again, a free teleclass that you can listen to anytime that you want to. And, again, the number, all the contact stuff is on the website. Then we also have the class coming up, starting for 3 months in a row, starting Sunday, December 12th, and that's for 2 hours from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's called, the former mentorship class is called the Continually Evolving You or the / Universe, the CEUs. Anybody that has had any kind of training, a lot of times you have to get continual education units. So we're kind of playing on that word, meaning that we want to talk about how we're continuously evolving here, that not only nothing stays static. We don't stay static. Our circumstances don't stay static. Our situations, the people around us don't stay static. The earth, the universe, everything is evolving continuously. Everything is changing, flipping. I call it like getting a new deck of cards. So we're going to give you updates on the energy shifts that are happening, that and how it's affecting you personally, and also the micro world as far as the earth and the universe and your situation, your family, your friends. And then I'll also read your energy field, and that's with your permission. If you don't want your energy field read, that's fine. And I'm going to give you an update of how your energy is flowing, what blocks are am I being seen in your energy field, and give you tips on how to clear those blocks. And then we do open discussions. And so this is where you can ask any questions, have any comments, talk about your experiences, because we all have a lot to share and learn from other people's experiences, because we all have our own point of view of how we are viewing creator creation, and we all are an aspect of creator. So there's open discussions. You could learn a lot. Then we get into unlocking and decoding your unique energy signature. And we all have what I call a unique heart signature. And when we get past the mental emotional blocks, and most of us have to get through the mental emotional blocks, and most people know the mental emotional blocks as the veil, and the veil keeps us locked in the state of continuously being separated from source or realizing that we are a part of source, we are source. And so as soon as you start getting through those mental emotional blocks, you can tap more into your, what I call again, heart signature, which is really your piece of aspect of creator, and then how to strengthen it, how to radiate it, how to feel connected to the higher self. And then we get into feeling, seeing, sensing, and experiencing, and integrating, living a multidimensional life, how to see, feel, and sense. It's like learning how to straddle the different dimensions. You'll receive tools, exercises, instruments to learn how to straddle the worlds, and then we will keep you in that experience of seeing, sensing, and feeling. So that is the CEUs that are coming up. And it's, again, every month for 2 hours. We have conversations within those the month. We have homework to do and exercises to strengthen your energy body. That is coming up again on December. This is, again, from the comfort of your own home, you can come in person. December 12th, that starts. And then the next is January 9th, and then we have February 6th. All of those are from 4 to 6 p.m. We also have The Key to Multidimensional Living, Meeting Your Shadow. You can purchase the MP3 and booklet and listen for your leisure. And that's only $44. And that was a 4-hour, actually, it was a 6-hour class. And we condensed, we took the breakout. And this is where I talk a lot about the wounded child. When I'm doing a reading, I will talk about when I'm reading in somebody's energy field, all of a sudden I see out of their energy center a part of them that could be 18 months, 4 years old, 7 years old. And I'm not just picking up numbers out of my head. What your energy body is showing me in different packets of information that we were just talking about, what blocks you're having. It's like frozen cellular post-traumatic stress, and we get those blocks at different ages. And most of us, as I say many times, by the time we're 3 to 5 years old, we're programmed, hardwired to follow generational patterns, follow our programming that we get from our parents, from our communities, from our teacher. And so our job here is to individuate, take that what resonates with us, throw out the rest. And so here, this is the key, how to identify, again, your wounded child, how to see those shadow traits, because they're the key to be able to get us out of our shadow stories. Because, as I said, most of us, a lot of us have that thing of we live behind the veil, and we hear about the veil, and we see it as the veil as something outside of us that we don't have any control over, but we absolutely can pierce through that veil. And then when we pierce through it, you see life totally different. You act different. You cannot not, because you're seeing yourself. You're remembering, reawakening, realigning to your natural self, your God aspect. So there's a lot of information in there. And again, there's a booklet. There's a lot of information. You could read about it on the internet. And that is the multidimensional class. You get the MP3 in the booklet. We also will have the special going on through November and December. Buy one, get one free on the readings. And so you have a reading for an hour, you get one free, and you could use it up to December 2011. So you have a year to use it, and it's equal time. So if, again, one reading for an hour, one reading, an hour reading for half off. And so people really like it. People are combining it. Friends are coming together, or they're making phone calls together, and they're making their appointments together, I should say. And so they get half off. Be creative. We don't mind. And my lovely assistant, Wendy, takes care of all that part. So all you have to do is say that you heard the buy one, get one free special, and you can sign up for that. And that is, again, going through December. We also have the gathering, and that's coming up this Friday. It's already December. I can't believe it. And that's from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. This is where we get together and gather for 2 hours, either, again, in person or on the phone. This is where I'll talk about, again, what's coming up, what's happening, what's the universal energy patterns I'm looking at, what the earth patterns I'm looking at, how it's affecting each and every single one of us. We have a real season coming up here where we're closing off the year, coming into a new year. 2011 shows a lot of interesting energy patterns for us to be able to stand into our mastery, which means empowerment, to be able to get beyond our stories, our his or her history. So I'm really excited about sharing the information that I'm getting with that. And that is, again, this Friday from 7 to 9. And if you're not able to make it, remember, all this is recorded and you're able to listen to it at your own convenience. And you get a free MP3 with that class. So that's the gathering. That is this Friday. And we also started a new service, which is the tune-up readings. And those are, if you have a question, if you had a reading session before and you just want to zone in on one certain area of your life and you just or any particular area, and you just want me, again, tune up. It's like a car tune-up. You go in, I go into that area, give you some information, and those are very popular, as are the remote readings. In the remote readings, I do 10-minute readings, 20-minute readings, and half-hour readings. The remote are a little different where you don't have to sign up for an appointment. You can email questions or areas you want me to look at, and then I will go and I tape it. Excuse me. As far as you receive a CD of the reading, you also get unique exercises and or attunements of that your energy body says that would really work good with you. So it's like a healing, clearing, balancing, and a reading all in one. And so there's a remote readings, and again, they're very, very popular. You could pick the amount of time that you want. You could either email questions that you want to concentrate or not. Many people just say, read my energy, and I will read what's going on. And you hear a view of what how you're showing the universe, what the patterns are showing. And that's really important to know, because we've heard about through the movie The Secret, we've heard about through a lot of different books the last several years, how we are creators, co-creators of our reality. And many people want to know, well, why isn't the flow coming in, the money, the relationship, the job, why am I not having a life, why can't I switch my job, I want to get out of one field and go to another. All the answers are absolutely within your energy field. And I had a client the other day that she was amazed at all the things that I was reading within her energy field and what was coming up. And I really want to emphasize, I consider myself a roadmap reader. I'm reading your energy patterns, and I'm the deliverer of the message of how you're directing your energy consciously or unconsciously. And a lot of times what gets people is that they feel like they've really cleared out a pattern, let's say, of self-worth, and then in their energy field, they'll see a great big block in their second chakra, and that's all about self-worth, self-esteem, and money flow relationships, one-on-one relationships. And so we do contain tons of information within our energy field. I read it, and I read how you're directing your energy consciously or unconsciously, and we're directing our energy with every thought, word, or deed, and especially when we put our words behind it, and especially when we take some action in it, it acts like extra gas in your energy field or extra umph where you're putting the energy into that thought, word, or deed. And many people are surprised at the way they talk. They just get into conversations that could tend to be negative, or they kind of do the Charlie Brown, I got a rock kind of posture, and they think they could be being funny or making fun of themselves. And all of that information is going right out to the universe, and the universe you can consider as a very literal information taker, and meaning that the universe creator knows that we are all part of the creator, so they see that part of us. And so if we want to do long drawn out stories to remember and to realign that we are part of source creator, then they will allow us to do that, because that's unconditional love, meaning I will not infringe on you, I will not control you, I will let you do your life and direct your life force however you choose to do it. So as we're in this great period of stepping into our mastery more, being able to look at our life, be able to get out of our stories, our his and her histories, our generational patterns, and really break free from those old programs and those old patterns, we really start directing our life as a much more empowered person. We really start taking more accountability and responsibility of how our life is directing and how it's going. And if we don't like how it's going, that the answer is always within the energy field, and it might not be easy to change a pattern, but it certainly is doable, and that takes practice, and that practice part is so important because it is part of what we're here to do. I heard my signal, so we're going for our first break, and we're going to open those phone lines. I'll learn to talk on my break, so call, listen right back. We're open to phone lines. Listen to the Carrie Conner Show.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Conner every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Conner Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupp is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupp can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
We'll be right back.
back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I'm Carol O'Connor, and we've opened up those phone lines. That number is 1-800-930-2891. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Okay, let's bring on Tony. He's calling in from Gig Harbor, and he's decided to go separate ways with his wife, and he just wants to know what's going on now. Where's his direction, and where's he headed, so to speak? Tony, welcome to the Carol O'Connor Show. What's going on, bud?
Thank you so much. Good morning, Carrie, and thank you for taking my call. And like the gentleman said, Benny, I just got so many things I'd like to do, but what good direction am I headed in?
Okay. The first thing I'm seeing, Tony, when I get into look into your energy field, it's obviously your second chakra, which is all about romance, how one-on-one relationships, money, career, all of that. Looks like this great big ball. It looks like almost like a small lemon that's moving over from the right side to the left side. And so that's a good thing. So think of that as really releasing foundational blocks that have been actually, I look over the last 3 years of your life and the last 3 months, last 3 weeks, over the next 3 days, 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 months. So now till March is a real period of redefining your own energy as a individual person, as a separate from the from your wife, and also is opening up what I see, a whole bunch of yellow coming in. So think of yellow gold as golden opportunities, as creativity, as life force, as passion. It's feeling like instead of like you've been on a stalled engine, kind of whenever I see somebody with a stalled engine kind of energy where they're, it looks like oil change is coming in and you're getting your energy back in all aspects of your life. And I really see your energy expanding, like feeling free where the last, again, especially the last 3 years, looks like almost like a bird with its wings clipped. And then imagine you getting your wings unclipped and really feeling like an expansive energy. Sometimes you could really feel this physically. When I was going through my divorce, when things started getting moving along, I really felt, I was very sad that we were getting divorced, but there was a part of me that I really realized that my energy was very contracted in that relationship. And it was a karmic relationship that served its time or surface or purpose. And it was time for us to get out of it. And I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing the same thing with you. And so sometimes you can literally feel lighter, and sometimes it's a kind of odd thing because it's like a time where it could be rocky and people are kind of rearranging themselves. But go with that light part. Go with that feeling of it's okay to feel light. I remember feeling guilty that I felt so light and free that I haven't felt that in like a long time. So that's what I'm watching coming up to you. And that's also including opportunities that are in all career, money-wise, relationship-wise, all of that. And I'm also seeing a grandmother coming in, and she looks like she's from paternal side, and it's not a great grandmother. I know you never met her. She's really stretching herself out to be very tall. Whenever I see measuring tapes, it's a sign of, on the dad's side, of having a strong generational pattern of measuring up to things, stretching stuff out, having to feel like I have to measure up to society, measure up to the job, measure up to relationships. And she's like throwing it away, and especially in that department of relationships. And it's a great time over the next 3 days, the next 3 weeks, into the next 3 months of romancing yourself. I just saw this image of you dressing up, and it looked like you were all in a tux. And then I turned, and I saw like a double of you. So that's like really getting to know yourself as a single person, individual person, and really romancing yourself, taking care of yourself, nurturing yourself. And that's literally feeding your foundational energies that will really make the whole three, next, again, they're emphasizing the three, next 3 days, next 3 weeks go by a lot quickly with a lot less humps and bumps. And again, as the new year's open up, I'm seeing a lot of opportunities for all things, and especially money and work-wise. So I'm just watching that doorway open up for you. So very good. Good year for you.
So much.
You're welcome, Tony. Yep. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Tony, for calling in. That leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Let's take Linda now. She's calling in from Mercer Island. She just wants her energy read there around work, though, because recently she's just been laid off. So we send her, condolences and our frustrations to most, because I think a lot of people are still experiencing this. But we hope to turn it around and see what we can find for Linda. Linda, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Yeah, thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
But you said I've just been laid off, and I'm really looking at it as a catalyst, hopefully a blessing in disguise. And at the same time, just some direction. I'm, keeping myself open to any and all possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
but also, you know, would like a spark, an inspiration.
Okay. Well, it's good because when, just like with Tony, I saw whenever I see numbers with somebody, I always go with the numerologically thing, meaning of it. And yours, I'm seeing twos all around you. So it's like you're in a shower of twos. And think of twos represent a time thing of over the next 2 days, next 2 weeks, next 2 months, into the month of February, the month of two. And as this is the twos numerologically are all about new beginnings. They're all about planting seeds. It's all about having, think of ones are new beginnings and twos are when the seeds pop and come to fruition. And so you're standing in that period of working and obviously in energetically in your energy field. I see you taking the layoff as a catalyst to be able to step into, again, all sorts of new beginnings. And especially when I see a Miracle-Gro coming in with our symbolic Miracle-Gro that, stuff that helps things grow fast. That's my symbol of things happening very quickly, taking root. This is about, I'm seeing you standing at it, looking at it like a hand mirror. And as you're looking at the hand mirror, it's really defining your whole image. I first see your image as blank, and then you're redefining yourself. And so that goes down to how you see yourself, how you present yourself. What is life all about? What makes you happy? Looking for the spark inside of yourself instead of, and then as soon as we ignite that spark inside of ourselves, then it starts reflecting outside of ourselves. Then we start going through what I call the mantra as what feels like for me is right for me, and going down to not thinking about it, going down to really into the feeling part, dropping our things into our heart, our ideas, our decisions into our heart. Does this make me feel great when I think about it, as far as this job, as far as the step I'm going to take, or do I feel contracted? And most of us don't get our allow ourselves to get dropped down to our heart. We go into the mental mind and we say we could, we should, we would have, and we get into the mental parts of it instead of going to the feelings, which is totally different than the mental emotional bodies. And so I'm watching you really being able to give yourself that opportunity to get into that feeling aspect of where you want to go. And also, did you always want to start your own business?
No, you know, I haven't, but everything I've done has been, even though I've worked for companies and corporations, small, been pretty independent.
Okay, that's what I'm picking up on. I'm seeing it. Have you ever done something from your home or worked out of your home with independent stuff?
No.
Like sometimes people could do independent stuff and they could work out of the house and do whatever they want and create their own schedule. So think of that being your history of working for smaller businesses and being pretty independent. I'm seeing you kind of bend over and working for something that even could give you the flexibility to work out of your house. And it seems like it's a two thing. So you could be working where you're bringing in money as you're feeding in a next, like your dream job. I call it the Bridger period, where you could be, again, working out at something on the internet, something that looks to be like they have flexibility to work at home. I know many people are working at home now, from graphic artists to accountants to business people to bookkeepers to blah, blah. Everyone is like that has an opportunity to not have to go into the office. They're finding that it's just much more easier to work at home. And then I see that this whole period, it's like a Bridger period to really step into you, and it looks like you being part of some sort of business that you seem to own more than just an employee cap. It's like a part of an owner cap. So I'd really go back down to what makes me feel really good. What do I want to do? What do I love to do? And you have a lot of yellow, blue coming in. And think of the yellow is that passion, is that desire, and that yellow energy is a fire that really gives us the energy. It feeds our third chakra, which is all about self-esteem, self-worth, to the subconscious. A lot of times when we get laid off, that's the first thing where we get hit in the gut with it. It's like we get earth comes in, or the earth experience can knock the wind out of us, let's say, energetically. But I'm watching, instead of having it knock the wind out of you, I'm seeing you taking that yellow in and feeding it, and it looks like the sun's going into your third chakra, which is really good because that again, feeds you, gives you passion, gives you fire, gives you fuel instead of feeling like you're knocked out of the wind. And it's interesting as far as the layoff, because you're already putting the job behind you. It's like when I see you looking at the job that you just got laid off from, I'm not seeing you jumping up and down with joy about going there, like jumping out of bed and saying, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get to work. This is just the great, great place. I absolutely love work. And I'm not seeing you bouncing as you go to work. So it's watching. It's actually kind of a draining kind of energy. So this is a period of really getting into you. And that goes back to the mirror, as far as if there's no restrictions in the world, there's unlimited possibilities out there. What does Linda love to do? And to really start and putting like earmuffs to what people are saying you should do, what you could do, really go down to what you love to do. When people have a lot of yellow, green, and blues in their energy field, that has the yellow green, blue in particular, can be anywhere from actors to singers to lawyers to accountants to business owners to just like very right, left brain to right brain. There's a big arena of what an individual could do. So I'm seeing you've given yourself an opportunity to go to the other side, exploring other sides of yourself and really being able to say it's not too late and or restrict yourself, because that mirror, a hand mirror, is smaller than a great big mirror. So it's like really going back to image and really doing a good feng shui, cleaning out physically, mentally, emotionally, all different aspects of your life. And then things seem very clear. It's like the I'm watching a room that the doors are kind of closed and the windows are closed. And so I'm seeing the windows going open and the clean air coming in. So that's a real sense of fresh beginnings, new air, and goes along with the twos. And so I would really, again, to think of what makes you happy, what feels light for you, and just keep that in your head. This feels light. What feels light for me is right for me. And this is not for anybody else. This is all about Linda. I hear my cue. We're going to that next break. We'll catch you after the short few messages. Listen to the Kara Connor Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in Wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference Wellness pet foods can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, contact reflex analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Will do. And we will take now Melissa calling in from Seattle, just turned 50. So congratulations and happy birthday to you, Melissa. And she thinks, though, she's been in kind of a different place since approaching this 50. She thought she was going to be somewhere else in her life, but maybe could there be some blocking issues around that? Let's see if we can see what you feel, Carrie. So welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Melissa, what's going on?
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I guess I never really thought much about turning 50, but then I look back and it's like I'm very happy and fulfilled in my life. I have a good career and good friends and family, but I've been kind of waiting for this relationship to just kind of fall in my lap, and I don't know if I should be, like, pursuing more avenues or if it's just not time or if I just need to, you know, lighten up. Or I guess I don't worry about it a whole lot, but now that I'm 50, I kind of do.
Well, happy birthday anyway. You know, what's really interesting, Melissa, is that what I was talking about earlier about the energy we put in. So when I'm looking at your energy fields, you put energy into career. So your career is great. You put into family and friends. So I know you're not sitting every Friday night saying, oh, my gosh, I don't have anybody to go out with. But I'm also seeing that you're starting to turn energetically and look at the relationship corner and starting to look at it more, meaning put more energy into it, put more if you hear about different things that are even kind of a stretch, whenever I see that measuring tape, that means to me that it's like stretching yourself, doing stuff that might be a little bit uncomfortable. Or if you really get, with my first husband, a friend of mine, we were walking around and we went to this restaurant and I had a real strong hit to go to this restaurant. I wasn't even hungry. I was like, to be honest, I was a little bit hungover. We just went out partying the night before and I just wanted to go home and go to bed. But I really said, you know what, why don't we just go in there for something to eat? And then I met my my first husband. So it's like doing those things as far as if you get any kind of feelings, like go here, go there. And I didn't go in there with any of, like, my eyes weren't looking around. I was just having fun with my friend, and then he came up to me, whatever. So I wasn't looking, but I was just following those intuitive kind of hit kind of deals. And so I'm seeing the same thing with you. And, again, don't think of it as I've it's like a big clock that the clock is ticking and it's like too late or like not right timing. Think of what I'm watching is that it's perfect timing for you right now, that before you put your energy into other things into your life, and now you're directly going more toward the relationship department and putting more energy into the relationship department. And I'm also seeing somebody coming in that has he looks a little bit older, maybe 60, but he definitely is younger, where he could even pass for in his mid-40s, and he's very athletic, could have been more athletic in his youth as far as I'm seeing a lot of water sports, running, that kind of deal. And I could slow down a bit, but he definitely has a very youthful look. I'm also seeing my father, who is very handsome, by the way, and but he turned early gray. He actually is a very white and gray. By the time he was 30, he had white hair, but it even made him more attractive, where actually teachers used to ask me about him when I was in, like, third grade. And so, but he looks like he has more salt and pepper hair, but his eyes definitely have a green-blue energy where his eyes really stick out. It's like that white kind of hair that goes through that is really complementary to some men. And he looks like he has that. But he looks like he has more black than that white energy. But, I mean, the white hair. And so he's right in your energy field. So don't just really be open. And if some guy comes up and he has blonde hair, go for him, and if he feels right and whatever, because when I'm seeing hair colors or whatever, I never want anybody to clamp themselves in, because I could be looking at a person that it's his identical twin brother that's pushing him into your energy field, and the guy could color his hair, you know? So, don't go for that. Just think of this as a time for you. You're putting your energy more into that relationship department. I keep on seeing all these roses coming into your heart, and they're red roses, and they're pink roses, and they're yellow roses. And whenever I see a rose, to me, that represents unconditional love, opening up to love, forgiveness, and when they're coming into somebody, and especially the human-to-human part of the heart, because I see the heart chakra in three different parts. And so you're really clearing out and have been for the last 5 years, last 5 weeks, last 5 months, over the next five days, 5 weeks, 5 months. And so think about now to the month of May of next year. It's a real healing period for you when it comes to issues of love, and really open yourself up to relationship. And I do see that there was like a, it looked like a symbolic gate or barriers around the heart when it came to relationships that is really old, even has some past life components. So, and you're ready to release that now, and have been for the last 5 years in particular, really working on the last 5 months, and now your heart signature is much more louder when it comes into stepping into relationships. So when somebody has a barrier, consciously or unconsciously, people, men in particular, or anybody looking for somebody, they would read that you're not available, you're taken, and or they think that you're already in a relationship. And so this is where you're taking and turning off that signal and turning up that you're ready to step into a complemented relationship. You're not looking for the you complete me relationship, and that's part of your whole waiting till this time right now too, because we are just finishing a cycle, or being encouraged to finish a cycle of stepping away from those patterns of you complete me, where we are following generations or thousands of years of where's my other half, where's that person that completes me, like something outside of me completes me. And that is, in essence, we're saying that we're not whole and we're not complete without somebody else. And so you are waiting for the energy of really people waking up of that we complement each other versus complete each other. And that's what's happening right now, especially since 208. The energy has really come down. And I'm seeing more and more guys stepping into hearing the energy, feeling the energy, wanting to step into those relationships. And so that's what you've been looking for, or feeling that out for since you were a young girl. So part of you, that's an old soul signature waiting for that compliment energy. So this is where this year, think of your putting the energy into relationships to do those things, even if it's a stretch, and just follow your own intuition. Doesn't mean you have to go crazy and get the paper and go to any single dance or whatever that's in and around you. Just, again, go with your feeling and go with the flow with it, and you will absolutely meet somebody that is right up your alley. All right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Melissa, for calling in. I hope that takes care of the situation and, makes a brighter day.
Absolutely.
That's for sure, right? We all need brighter days, don't we?
That's right. That's right. Right.
Cool. Well, let's see if we can help out Robert also. Robert's calling in from Kent, and this would definitely make me go to a happier place and brighter day for sure. He's thinking about traveling to Maui, but maybe moving to Maui with his wife. I mean, there's a definite answer right there. I mean, especially with the especially the week that we had last week with all the snow and all that. But, you know, it's since, calmed down. But anyways, that's just me blabbering. So, Robert, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hello. No, thank you very much. And, yes, not that it's a real dilemma, but it's been a long process, and we weren't really sure where we would be moving to. But our last decision has been, well, let's try Hawaii, and Maui has been our thought. And I was just wondering if how you see that working for us.
Okay. Robert, do you already have friends there or somebody that you know there?
We just recently met someone there.
Okay, that makes sense, because I'm seeing all of a sudden like two people pop up, and so that could be the person that you know, and they know somebody, because then I see all these bridges over the person that you're connected to, and so that means to me people that knows another person that knows another person. And when I put your energy and you and your wife's energy down there, and I watch how you react to the energy of Maui, Hawaii, you really plant roots very quickly. And it's not only because Hawaii is beautiful. I put people's energy down in Hawaii, and their roots went up like a lobster, like it was going to get boiled. And so that tells me in the long run that Hawaii is not for them energetically for living. It's great to visit, but not there to live. But when I look at both of your energies, I see real white roots that have like an infinity eight spin to it. So that's a very good thing to start out with. That's a rooting energy. That's how we plan ourselves there. And again, what's interesting is that this bridging thing that's happening, where it's like really connecting with people that feels like soul groups, soul people that are very like easy relationships, feeling like you knew somebody from a long time, and that they are all helping hands. When I see green helping hands, that's my sign of people that come in that help just to help, because they feel connected to you and they don't have an agenda with it. And so that's a very good sign. So, and especially the person that you just met, they seem like they have a lot of connections and or a lot of bridging. But I also see it happens where just one person turns into two people very quickly, and then two people turn into four people or five people. So it's a real gathering, and again, a reconnecting period. And I also see for you and your wife, it's like it could feel like home very, very quickly if it already hasn't felt very home. Sometimes places are past life things for us that we go there and it feels like a reconnection of home that we always vowed we'd get to. And so with one of you, it's actually it's more for your wife that I see, but I'm seeing that you definitely have had times there. So thumbs up for for Hawaii, go in it. Just really always ask that question when your mental mind gets, and this is for even you and your wife, does it feel light for me? Light as in, do I feel expanded, not airy-fairy light? Like, ask how your body feels, how your energy feels when you think about moving to Hawaii, and drop into your heart and listen. Most of us don't listen to our own energy bodies that are screaming to us the whole time. We get stuck in the mental and emotional stuff. So just get into the feeling. And for what I'm looking at, you guys are already putting a lot of energy into it, and you're already opening the gates, and you're already putting your energy tubes there. And that means that you're clearing the way to make it be like a safe landing, a great landing, a good landing, and a good start, and a great takeoff. So very good. Thumbs up.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I just heard my other cue again. So we are going to a break. You listen to the Carol Conner Show. We'll be right back in a few.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. With CRA, we are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Behind every complaint is a commitment. Have you heard yourself complaining today? Do you hear others complaining? When anyone complains, they are adopting the role of victim. They would not complain if they were not feeling victimized. David Emerald's book, The Power of 10, observes that a victim is someone who has a dream or desire that has been denied. If they didn't care, they wouldn't complain. TED is the empowerment dynamic, which is a way of thinking, being, and taking action that begins with shifting your attention from that of a victim to that of a creator. So if you find yourself complaining, the first steps is to reconnect with the dream, desire, and what you care about. Focus on the outcome you want. For example, if someone cuts in front of you on the highway, shift your focus away from them to your own safe driving. And then the next time you hear someone complaining, ask yourself, what is the commitment behind the complaint? And speak to them about caring. Focusing on what you want is the way of the creator.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Conner Show with open phone lines, and we're here to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
We'll do. Let's take Michelle. She's calling in from Shoreline, Washington. She's been experiencing some health issues. So let's see if we can help her out. Maybe they're related to something, or maybe just their health issues. You never know. So, Michelle, what's going on?
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for taking my call. I've been having some difficulty breathing, and I've had that in the past. I don't know if it's asthma. I mean, I've been told it's asthma all my life, but psychics and healers say it's not. But anyway, I just feel overwhelmed. I've been working with the exercises you gave me, but and I'm about to start probably a new job, which I think is a good one. So I don't know. I don't know if it's environment or another level of this coming up to be healed or what exactly.
When I'm looking into your lungs, I think they're trying to look like butterflies. And when I get to the bottom lobes of the right and left, they look like they're 1 to 3 years old. Actually, when I tap into it, I feel like I have trouble breathing.
Yes, that's what I feel like.
Yeah, I understand. And especially, I would really pay attention, like putting your hands on the, like, look, get up, look to see where, on the internet to see what your lungs look like if you don't have that sense already, and really put the energy into the bottom part of it. Because when you're, I was just watching your energy as you were talking, and you immediately brought me down to the bottom part of lobes. And think of that's our foundational energy. And there's a part where they look like, especially through the emotional, mental, spiritual bodies, that they stopped growing or they're contracted since 3 years old. And so that would definitely give a sense of I can't expand, I can't go out. But the great news is that I'm seeing this energy of this blue-purple, it's like an overlay, where then all of a sudden your lungs look like butterflies over it. So that means to me transformation, transformational energy, be able to transform and take that 1 to 3 year aspect until bottom line, as far as especially when it has such stuff to breathing, the lungs have a lot to do with grief, old grief, ancient grief, and storing of grief. And really, it's the bottom line of like right to life issues, meaning I don't have the right to a wonderful life, a free life, a life of money, health, wealth, and all of balance. And so that you came in here with a theme of learning how to say, not only do I have that right, but I also am taking it. And also, whenever I see a shoe over somebody's head, it's my symbol of fear of being annihilated. And so, and you're very, very sensitive, Michelle, so it's very important to energetically, it's great that you're working with the exercise and attunements, because they absolutely prime up your energy to be able to go into environments and not be able to absorb them all. Because the key is, when we do our energetic exercises, it becomes a it's like a force field that those lower energies cannot attach to us, and that's the bottom line. And so, because we can't live as hermits, and so it just allows us to be able to go out, be in this world and out of it is what it does. And so, obviously, the butterfly transfiguring that I'm seeing is a very good sign, especially with that blue and that purple that has a lot to do with the energy of healing, divine healing. I see it's best connected to a lot of feminine energy, meaning stepping into empowered feminine, and that blue is intuitive, and it's really heals the energy. It's like it goes down to the bottom of lobes of the lungs and be able to dry up when I go in there, especially the energy of the left, the right one in particular. It looks like there's energetic cysts in there that has to, or abscesses cysts that has a lot of excessive grief. And again, it goes into the male side, male energy. And the left side looks like excessive water. So it's like both the lungs are doing different things. But you can go in there yourself and talk to your lungs. It's like people are amazed as far as listening to their liver or going down to their bladder, and they think it's kind of weird. But our body wants to talk to us all the time. It's just we never think of asking it. And so I'd encourage you to go down into the lung area and it really take in, again, that 1 to 3 year old, have her feel safe, have her feel grounded. You could do the right lung and the left lung separately. If you if that resonates with you, and you could be surprised about what you feel, but again, that energy is the colors that are coming in are very good, and you're really healing the 1 to 3 year old wounded child, and you're taking her into having her feel like she has new roots, and I'm watching her stand on this like power pile of Miracle-Gro, and that's a very good sign for me. So that means taking in new foundational energy and standing on the pile is allowing yourself to be like the king or queen of the hill. And think of that goes along with the theme of right to life, fear of annihilation. So that's like really saying it's okay for me to be seen, to be heard, and I have, again, the right to have a wonderful life, a great life. And that means turning up your volume of your heart signature, your piece of God's worth greater. And the more we turn it up, the more we get fed back, the energy back to us that supports us. And then we really can really start turning up more, meaning us really being in this world and out of it, really directing our life force like the masters that we are. And so that's a good thing. Okay, Michelle?
Okay, great.
Very good.
Awesome. Thanks, Michelle, for calling in. And Carrie,
thank
I think
you,
yeah, we have time for one more caller. Let's take Sally. She's calling in from Bellevue, Washington. She's been unemployed since June. She's finding herself actually a little bit stuck, just wondering if she can find anything soon, and hopefully we can help her also. Sally, welcome
All
to
right.
the show. What's going on?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've been a social worker for almost 30 years. The last job I did was with the homeless, and it just really depleted me. And I've just had a lot of things, like with my oldest daughter, who's been in a really destructive relationship and just recently is now getting herself into healthier ways of living, and it's been very hard. Seeing go through that, but I'm in a real state of flux. I don't know what I'm going to do next. I don't want to do social work anymore.
Yeah, I can see that. Actually, it's just like the other client when talking about the layoff, looking at it as a new opportunity. I'm seeing the same thing with you, Sally, because I'm watching your energy turning counterclockwise. It looks like you're almost in a tunnel or a tornado. So think of that. This is going through the eye of the storm and be able to create stability with the eye in the storm. And it's interesting. I was watching what you were saying and the homeless part. Did you say it really did you in, or it really like took drained your life force?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because I was just watching it. I didn't hear you, but I just saw how much that was like a great big tube that went right to the root chakra, your whole foundational energy. And it looks like, think of symbolically like gas hoses that we go to fill our gas. Instead of filling it, it took the life force out of your root chakra, your second chakra, your third chakra. And it's right on the left side, right on the, that's why I call it the Achilles heel. So it's like if you were to turn around and it's like you're almost the blind spot on the left side. So whenever I'm seeing that, that has to do with past experiences. So it really hit your past experiences. And that's also the place where we take in energy, life force. And so it was very, as much as you were taking in, you were draining it out to the rest of your foundational energies. But this is where I'm watching, especially from now until 11 months of November. We're in 11 right now, November, to over the next 11 months. But I see a turning point. I keep on seeing all these 11s and 1s, 11s and 1s. So think of that means taking new beginnings, but the 11 means to me having mastery. Think of the 2011 is the year that we're going into, and that this is a year where you could have new beginnings, but again, a sense of mastery where you add more of you into the equation. Where your energy, when I look at you, it's like your hand is out on the right side. It's 1.5 feet out in front of your left side, and your left side is down. It's like your arm, think of it symbolically, almost as like acting like it has a stroke or it's so tired and drained that it can't be raised. And when I'm seeing that, it's like you come in here naturally. I'm not surprised you're a social worker because you have the natural energy field of the natural teacher, helper, healer. But this is when you're that right foot out. It's like here I give more energy out. I give more opportunities out than I take in for myself. And it goes along with the similar theme that we were talking about with Michelle of right to life issues, fear of annihilation. So think of this as an opportunity for you to get that left, right part of the energy aligned with the left, and that's where I always encourage people to do infinity eights over their body. Literally see infinity eights, draw them off your body. It's literally reconnecting because your energy field shows me very much a homolateral pattern, and so that's where there's a whole bunch of circles. Instead of thinking the DNA crosses over, and when we have homolateral patterns, it creates like a stalled engine kind of energy field, and then it feels like life can just, the energy drains out of us a lot faster. But this is a real turning point, especially this time in November. So your daughter's getting her stuff organized. And so, and remember, the bottom line is the best example we could do for our kids is to show them an example of energetic empowerment, of being the example energetically, and that it goes beyond any physical words. It goes beyond any kind of example that we could do. I mean, an energetic example, it hits every single level. So I'm seeing your daughter understanding that, and especially from now to January, of you like standing at this top of the hill, but then it feels like you're sliding downhill, and that's a good sign for me. It's like kids sliding downhill from, like, think of sledding on a sled. And so that's a good thing. So think of this as a time for a turnaround empowerment for you. So keep up the good work. And I heard my clue again, and this is where I'm going to say goodbye to Sally and goodbye to all of you, and may you align with the divine. Talk to you next week.